KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Bad weather has halted a search for a 41-year-old mountaineer who's missing after falling Monday off the west buttress of Denali. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
National Park Service spokesperson Amber Smeagol says a ground search was called off Tuesday after heavy winds and snow set in. She says they're monitoring conditions every hour and hopes the weather will break so they can restart the search.
It's windy and snowing in the area, so we have not been able to send out either ground or aerial crews, so everyone's on standby waiting for the weather to clear.
Smeagol said three ski mountaineers set out on an expedition Monday to ascend the peak. She says when they reached the 12,000-foot level later in the afternoon, two of the mountaineers saw the third member fall at a spot along the trail called Squirrel Point. And they said he fell toward the rocky 3,000-foot face of the Peters Glacier.
But we don't know how far he fell. There was no visual confirmation from the other members of his team as to where he landed.
According to a Park Service news release, the two remaining expedition members lowered themselves over the edge of the west buttress as far as possible, but were unable to see or hear the missing mountaineer. So they descended the route to seek additional help, and on Tuesday afternoon were at Camp 1, where they were being treated and evaluated by a ranger team. Smeagol declined to identify the missing mountaineer, but said he's a 41-year-old resident of Washington State. She said all three of the expedition members were unroped. She said the Park Service highly recommends that precaution when out on the mountain. With help from KTNA's Andrew Gelderman, I'm Tim Ellis in Delta Junction.
The Juneau Assembly is mulling over a plan to implement a ranked choice voting system for local elections beginning next year. On Monday, members unanimously forwarded an ordinance for public testimony and to vote on whether to implement the system. Assemblymember Ella Atkison proposed the ordinance. During a previous meeting, she said she thinks voters will support the change.
I think that ranked choice voting in this case makes it a lot easier to, you know, build consensus in our community to fully, you know, express the nuances of every Juneauite's vote.
Alaska uses a ranked choice voting system for statewide elections. It allows voters to rank candidates by preference in open primaries rather than partisan primaries. Proponents say the system helps tame hyperpolarized politics and promote a more inclusive election process. Pushback comes primarily from Alaska conservatives since voters approved the system in 2020 and used it for the first time in 2022. Alaska is one of only two states that use ranked choice voting. Meanwhile, 10 Republican-led states have banned it. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach for your financial needs. From banking and loans to investments and more, helping Alaskans shape a brighter tomorrow. More at fmbalaska.com.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Trump administration in March signed an executive order to dismantle the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which funds public library programs around the country. Although grants for some libraries have been restored, that's not the case in Alaska. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, one program made for the state's rural communities could be sunsetted as a result.
Kids are playing in a room the size of a small house. It's lined with bookshelves, and the floor is dotted with children's toys. This is a typical day for the Moose Pass Public Library on the Kenai Peninsula. It's become a hub for the small community of about 80 people. And it's one of roughly 70 libraries in Alaska that participated in the state's interlibrary loan program, which stopped taking requests in May.
But yeah, a lot of people are like, well, that's, you know, it's a big inconvenience.
That's Danny Kostrak, Moose Pass Public Library Director. She says nearly 100 interlibrary loan requests were filled at the library since last summer. They included children's science fiction novels like The Wild Robot, vehicle repair manuals, and an Alaska climbing guide. The program, an 800 number, allowed rural residents to access books that smaller, far-flung libraries don't have the budget or space to buy. If a request couldn't be satisfied in state, the title would be pulled from a library in the lower 48.
Not everyone can just buy what they want either, so that's why they rely on libraries.
But that service could be eliminated entirely if Institute of Museum and Library Services funding isn't approved by the end of June. That organization is an independent federal agency that was targeted for cuts through a Trump administration executive order in March to reduce the, quote, scope of the federal bureaucracy. Altogether, the changes could significantly cut back services and programs for libraries across rural Alaska. Alaska isn't the only state where library programming has been impacted by President Trump's funding cuts. But already, some of the state's tribal libraries have had to scale back operating hours because of the order. Another program that mails books and DVDs to Alaskans who don't have a library in their community is also on the chopping block. The Institute of Museum and Library Services could not be reached for comment via email. Sandy Nipmeyer runs the 800 number interlibrary loan service at the Anchorage Public Library.
There is nothing in the state that will step in to provide that. I mean, it's really going to hurt them.
She says that's true for all Alaskans, especially those who live in villages with few library options to choose from. Virginia Morgan is library director of the Log Cabin Cooper Landing Community Library.
I don't think we've even started to comprehend how we're going to adapt yet. We are still sort of like a little bit shell-shocked at what's happening.
Here's Danny Kostrak with the Moose Pass Public Library.
And we do the best that we can, but ultimately there will just be more disappointment. And hopefully it doesn't deter people from coming and still utilizing what we do have to offer.
Meanwhile, a federal judge recently ordered the Trump administration to restore Institute of Museum and Library Services funding to 21 states that had filed a lawsuit over the executive order. Alaska wasn't one of those states, meaning future funding for the library programs is still uncertain. Reporting on the Kenai Peninsula, I'm Hunter Morrison.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
No sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful day today. It's supposed to get up to 48. That really kind of feels warm. Probably hit 50. And I'm looking at the weather for the state. And my other favorite town in this great state is Ketchikan. They're going to be 63 today. That's going to be nice because it rained so much. They had a record rainfall. I mean, it totally blew everything away they had in May. I can't believe it. Anyway, I went out last night to pick up a pack of smokes. I was out. I'm down to like maybe five a day, and I was used to smoke 2.5 packs probably. So I feel really good about that. I could just completely walk away from them anytime because I've lost the addiction, as it were. It's an interesting state of affairs here. But anyway, when I was there, I saw my good friend Lorraine, so I had to sit down and chat for a while with her, and come to find out, tonight, there's KSDP's putting on a kickoff summer barbecue. It's a gear shed, $15 a plate. And please come out and support your local radio station. We have food, music, raffles, door prizes. All proceeds go to Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. That's us, of course. I think it's wonderful because every time we've done that, we had it at the lounge, and I was always a chef. I put, 30 years into the profession, and now we have a better cook than me, and that's Amy Mack, of course. She's putting this thing on, and we'll be there to help, of course. And I'll see you all there at 4 o'clock. Till then, we'll start out with some Waylon Jennings with It's One I Sing My Love Song To. That's it. It should be The One I Sing My Love Song To. But then, no, that wouldn't be right. How would grammar work on that? To one to which I sing my love song. That's proper grammar. Instead, he puts one I sing my love song to. Works either way, right? That's Waylon. After that, Toby Keith with Red Solo Cup. Remember those things? We always had keggers back in the days, my early 20s, and we had those big red cups that we always used. After that, we had Willie Nelson with Someone to Watch Over Me. That song to me is really special. I mean, I don't know why. It's a George Gershwin piece, and I've just loved it all the time. When you ever see Mr. Holland's Opus, I can't remember her name sang the song. Oh man, that was absolutely incredible. You tell that was an extremely well trained voice. And anyway, so I'll, I think I'll run off a copy of that and work it out. Anyway, here's Waylon.
If you hear this song on your radio or wherever you may be, and you hear me sing, I still love you. Well, I do. Wish you still loved me. You say that I'll get over you. Well, that's so easy to say, but hard to do. You're the one I sing my love songs to. The songs that say I'm sad. About all that I do. I've heard people say they like my songs. You used to say that you did too. I've heard people say I'll do all right, but I won't, not without you. And no matter where you go, there's one thing that I want you to know. You're the one the songs that say I'm sad and blue. Well, I am when I think of you. That's about all that I do. You're the one I sing my love songs to. Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. 'Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup.
What?
I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Party.
Proceed to party.
Party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella. 'Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No, no, no,
no.
No.
God, no.
You're my friend.
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 Yeah.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo.
Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who watched over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good. Please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
And up next, we have Barry Louise Pulsar, that is, with All I Want Is You, and Johnny Horton with Let's Take the Long Way Home. After that, we have Aaron Tipton with You've Got to Stand for Something.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. The rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride. Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Let's take the long way home tonight. Maybe I can hold you tight. That old moon may be shining bright. Let's take the long way home tonight. It ain't no fun to go straight home and then just kiss goodnight and you have to go in. Let's take the long way home from the dance. Maybe we will find romance. We'll cuddle up if we get the chance. Let's take the long way home tonight. It ain't no fun to go straight home and then just kiss goodnight and you have to go in. Let's take the long way home through the park. We'll be alone in the dark. It may be there that I'll win your heart. Let's take the long way home tonight.
If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
I'll turn it over now to Randy Travis. We have Forever and Forever Amen. After that, Driving Another Nail, then Digging Up Bones. And don't go away. We're going to have Three by George Strait right after that.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder I can promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Takes his toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they need. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Was a carpenter 50 years. He pounded out blood, sweat, and tears. One day he hung his hammer up. He wanted to do the things he loved. What once was Sunday fishing now was 7 days a week. He told his wife to find me, I'll be down at the creek.
'cause I don't wanna drive another nail. I've worked hard to do my job and I did it well. I've got the scars on these two hands that show I haven't failed, but I don't wanna drive another nail. She was a woman full of faith, and old Sam was full of pride. And she knew that he had one more job to do before he died. And Easter Sunday rolled around, and a country church for the lost and found. Old Sam was there against his will, as a preacher spoke on Calvary's hill, of how they took the master and they nailed him to a tree. And you could hear old Sam crying as he fell down on his knees. I don't drive another nail. I want to live my life for you. I want to do it well. You got the scars on your two hands that show where I have failed. Lord, I don't want to drive another nail. I don't want to drive another nail. I want to live my life for you. I want to do it well. You've got the scars on your two hands that show where I have failed. Lord, I don't want to drive another nail. Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on my finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. Better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories.
Yeah, just like I promised. George Strait's coming up with, I think he knows where he really wants to go, because Amarillo by morning, after that I can still make Cheyenne. So, boy, I don't know. And then Drinking Man's going to follow that. Lips, you listening to that one? Here's George Strait.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write or call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's all right, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne.
Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. This morning and I swore to God I'd never, ever take another drink again. I fought it like the devil, but you know that you're in trouble when you're 14 and drunk by 10 a.m. Tried to hide it from my mom and dad. All my friends said straighten up. I just laughed, said, you don't understand. That's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. At 16, I was on my own and flying high and staying stoned. I knew everything there was to know. I did things that I can't talk about. I wore my mom and daddy out. Late nights they spent praying for my soul. Stayed sober once for 9 days in a row. I quit cold turkey. Damn near almost made it to 10. But that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I look into the mirror, bottle in my hand. I'd like to pour it out, I just don't think I can. 'Cause that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I don't know when or where it was, or how we met and fell in love, or why she'd even fall for a guy like me. I tried to pull myself together, hoping we could last forever. For a while I started to believe. Her daddy said, she's all I got. Son, don't ever break her heart.
Promise me before you take her hand. But that's just too much to ask of a drinking man. I look into the mirror, bottle in my hand. I'd like to pour it out, I just don't think I can. 'Cause that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I woke up this morning and I swore to God I'd never, ever take another drink again.
Yeah, George Jones is up next. Take us to the top of the hour, and let's see what we have. The Love in Her Eyes, the Love in Your Eyes, I should say. I Always Get Lucky With You, and then we'll have part of What Does a Little Tear Come From, all by the great George Jones.
I've seen the Rockies bloom in the springtime, reflections of scarlet and gold. I've seen the moonlight dance on the ocean like a silver ballet that unfolds. I've seen the bright lights of old New York City. There's nothing in the world that shines like the love in your eyes, like the love in your eyes. Sometimes I wander and lose my direction. Sometimes I go over the line. But it's such a comfort and it's such a blessing to know that you're there all the time. When I feel I'm drifting on a sea of confusion, there's a beacon that always shines. It's the love in your eyes. It's the love in your eyes. The love in your eyes, the love in your I've had good luck and bad luck and no luck, it's true, but I always get lucky with you. I've been turned on and turned down when the bars close at two, but I always get lucky with you.
keep two strikes against me most all of the time. When it's down to just a phone call, I'm minus a dime. There's been good days and bad days, but when the day is through, I always get lucky with you.
Where does a little tear come from?